Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. Live show, surprise, happy Thanksgiving, all that stuff. We're trying to see if I can get Evan here from his home, logging in a little bit differently. Usually Evan's with me, but this week we're going to see if we can't get him to call in from the old homestead. So come on, Evan. Come on, Evan. Let's get you on here, buddy. Let's get Evan on. Okay. Hey, everybody. This is Jay. I am working on getting Evan in here in a second. And let's see if we can make this happen. Okay. So how's everybody doing out there? We're doing a live cast here on Thanksgiving Eve, seeing what we can make happen. Hopefully get Evan coming in here. He's coming, hopefully. So anyways, yeah, so we're doing a unscheduled surprise episode 66, just like Order 66 was surprise. So is episode 66. So we're about to see how this goes. We're floundering a little bit here for a second while I try to get Evan in. He's gonna call in a second. And let's see what happens. So go ahead, call in, Evan. Let's see if Evan can call in. All right, Evan, can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, there's Evan. Nice, you made it. This is great. You sound good.
Yeah, I can't really control my sound here, so it's going to be what it's going to be.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's good. This is great. So, hey, surprise. Surprise live show. Happy Thanksgiving. Working out a little technical difficulties with getting Evan on, but he's on. How's it going, Evan?
Good. What's going on?
We are live on Thanksgiving evening, or pre-evening, or evening. What do you want to call it?
It's Thanksgiving Eve. What do people call it when they go out to drink tonight?
Death. They call it death. Anyway, so here we are. We're live and coming at you. We are going to talk about all kinds of different stuff. So we got Dubex out in the marketplace now. So I wanted to talk about Dubex a little bit more. We can talk about, I'd love to talk about the skirmish games that we've been having and kind of our thoughts on skirmish, and a bunch of other things. So Evan, let's start with the skirmish games. You and I have done two so far. What's your opinion been on them thus far?
I mean, I like them. I don't think they're going to be the format I primarily want to do, but I think they're fun.
Okay, so what do you mean by that?
I don't know. I play Legion for the 800-point game. If I wanted to go to a game that was an hour and a half, I think I would play X-Wing still. But I've only got two games under my belt, so I can't really give you a good, like, hard decision on if I love it or hate it yet. So I like them. I think they're fun. Someone in our group proposed doing the next tournament day as just the 500-point format, and I'll always play. Like, I think so far it feels like dice variants can hurt you way more in the 500-point compared to an 800-point. But, you know, like, that's just – I've played two games, so I really – anything I'm saying right now is just from that. So I don't really have, like, a whole lot of experience to really back it up yet.
Yeah, that's fair. So far, out of the two games, what have been your likes and dislikes so far? So let's start with likes. What are your likes about the 500 format?
Quicker. You can build a more thematic list. I think that's cool. Like when we played in our stream, I had just like a Hoth defense force, and I didn't feel like I had to compromise or make decisions I didn't want to be in that. So that was really cool. I like the smaller play space, less terrain. Those are things I all like. I like the fact that that everything's kind of just like the rules are like slimmed down, easier for new players. Things I don't love. The pre-built objective deck is cool, but I thought that was some of the customization in the bigger Legion is what you had in there. But then again, like, whatever, right? It's not that big a deal. And like, I feel like some units can be real abusive in the 500 point format. I just like, you know, I'm thinking of like the creature troopers right now, but again, I've got two games, so I don't have a whole lot to go on that. It's just what my gut tells me.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel I'm with you. I think like Operative Luke is probably going to be pretty, rough, in this format when he comes out. I haven't, you know, I've been wanting to, but I haven't had a chance to put Vader on the board yet, in 500 point format. I think he might be even with those operative command cards that are coming out, like that may be kind of rough, with a Vader on the board. So that may be interesting.
Yeah. Vader is going to be, I mean, way better. I think the out of core experience is way better with that, even for either side. Those are both going to be more fun. Any lightsaber user is going to have a lot better time trying to get to the fight. I don't know. I think it's going to be good. Well, especially when the operatives come out. Sorry if you hear my dog breathing. He's a big boy and he just seems to want all the attention right now. Operatives are going to be really interesting. I do like the fact that, you know, you can build some kind of crazy stuff in this format and like the game's over in an hour. So who cares? Right, like it's not like you put a ton of time into it to get to an endpoint and then be disappointed.
Yeah, yeah, and I think the thing that's been good for us is, you know, I think with streaming in particular, like having only an hour match, you know, to stream has been amazing, and then I've just been thinking about that. I've just been thinking about that from a perspective of like playing. I mean, hey, like if there's ever a pickup game, like we play Friday nights, right? And, you know, sometimes it's tough to get a couple games of a full 800 points in on a Friday night. So it'd be nice to be able to play. We could play a couple of the, the 500 point games because it's an hour or so and then you're done and you can move on to the next game or play two against each other, you know, maybe switch it up a little bit.
Yeah. I think what I'll do is I'll carry a 500 point list and then an 800 point list. And then, like I said before, I'll never say no if someone wants to play 500 points.
Right.
Because I'm curious about it. And even if I ended up not liking it, I still would never say no because it's somebody else may really enjoy it. And I mean, it's only like an hour and I still get to play Legion. So like, that's the worst that can happen is like, I just have to play Legion. Right.
Right.
That's, you know, whatever. So I think it's got pros and cons.
I'm getting I'm getting the sense from you though, that you're not a big fan so far. Like I feel like if the scale were tilting and I understand what you're saying, you've only played two games. You don't really know where you're at yet. But I feel like if the scale was tilting, that you are tilting towards not really enjoying it.
So far, I mean, there are two games we played on stream. Dice Variance has been kind of nuts on both sides. So I didn't feel like I did anything very special or good or bad. You know, just kind of like it happened. And once you lose one unit in 500 point games, yikes, that feels bad. But like again, like whatever, man. Like I got to play the Airspeeder, and it turns out Airspeeder is real good when it can just do whatever it wants on the battlefield. And 1.4 cannons turns out they're real good, and they can just shoot the whole battlefield. I got to play a whole Rebel like Hoth Defense Force without having to put Tauntauns in or have to make a lot of like sacrifices. So I think that was like that felt really cool when I built that list. So again, like I just need to play more, but right now, you know, I've got the Hoth list. I'll keep playing that for a while and then, probably build a little 3x3 Hoth mat, to go with it. And that's kind of cool because you don't have to build as much terrain. You can build a couple of cool pieces and just kind of like right now, all the, like dollar stores have Christmas Village stuff. So you can buy like, trees or snow things or whatever and, make a cool snow mat, pretty easily, or you can fight in a Christmas village. Just really, you know, go crazy.
Yeah, so it's really interesting. Our local store all of a sudden had the new 3x3 mats, and well, I was just like, when did these get released? Like, I don't remember there being a big hubbub about those. I don't know if anybody out there and any of our listeners saw anything, but like, it just kind of came, and Evan, you were like, oh, hey, they got those mats at the store. And I was like, wait, what?
When did they kind of came out with zero fanfare. It was, you know, as we all know, their releases have been all wackadoo. You know, we'll, you know, talk about it probably later, but everything got pushed back to January. Those mats were announced like way last year, right?
Yeah.
Like they were announced a long time ago. And then we just got them, our store anyway, just got them last week. So like I look and stare at the same aisle of like product pretty much every Friday I go in. And I was going to chide my my store owner for buying more of this, the normal Legion ones, because I don't really care for those. But then it turned out they're the flat terrain ones. And I thought, oh, wow, okay, cool. Like, buying one 3x3 actually makes sense now, right? Because you can do a 5-point mat and then call it.
Yeah, and, you know, we tried. We put, for our first skirmish match, before we decided to go with our desert board, we were actually going to use one of FFG's mats. But they were just so gosh darn busy. Not one of the new ones, but the old temple ones.
Those old ones stink. They are not good. It's when you, even when you're looking down from a camera, it's like, what's going on? And when we went to the RPQ, they had a couple out, and like, yeah, we hate them, but they make the good 3x6 if you put two of them down.
Yeah. I think they're trying with the new ones, but I mean, I really think. Listen, we're one of the other companies doing mats, right? There's so many companies out there doing clever mats and doing different mats and doing all this kind of different stuff. I just wonder if it's kind of a wash for them. I mean, I may buy one maybe, but like I was looking at the price, our store has them listed for $40.
Yeah, that's. Let's say you didn't know anybody else made mats besides SFG. You're paying $80 for two, and they don't even line up right. Like if you buy two and put them next to each other, they don't make a coherent scene. So I think if you look at them just as a skirmish mat, I think that's fine. Like, hey, $40 gets you a mat that, you know, scopes out the battlefield for you. You could even just take like, you know, a marker and mark where some of the deployment zones are on the sides if you felt so inclined. You know, you could do some stuff with that. I think that's cool. But I do like the fact that you could just buy one and then make terrain just for that mat. And then you're like, you only have half the job of creating the terrain as you would otherwise.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting, you know, and I've been a big fan of the skirmish format. You know, I've only played two games too. They've both been with Evan. I'm a huge fan of it so far, and I think I'm going to love it. And it's because, quite frankly, I have a short attention span, and I don't have very much patience. And like, really, regular 800 points of Legion were kind of stretching my patience and my attention span to their max. And so it's been kind of refreshing to play skirmish games, especially with you, Evan, because... So generally what happens, everybody, is Evan comes over Tuesday nights to record the podcast, and we usually want to get like a full Legion game in, but it's hard to do that, you know, for 2.5 hours or whatever, and then trying to record a podcast afterwards. But it's been real nice with the skirmish game. It's an hour.
Yeah, you know, rounds are 90 minutes in the manual if you do an event. But yeah, we got through either to a concession or to a point where it was like hard decided. Within an hour.
Yeah. And, you know, I think we've just been kind of willy-nilly putting lists together for the last two skirmish we did. I was really thinking hard about this next one, and I'd like to put like a more cohesive list together that maybe makes sense for a 3x3 board. You know, I'm not going to try to, like, go out and stop, you know, curb stomp you on this one. I just want to, like, just build something that's built for that. Like you did. Like, your Hoth list, like, that was really, really solid for that board.
I just wanted to try out stuff that I don't generally like in an 800 point game. All the points adjustments, with like the 1.4 cannon getting the range increase and the airspeeder
getting a points decrease, and Wedge becoming relevant on a 3x3. I love Wedge, quote unquote, best pilot in the galaxy, but when his ability does not give you a free reposition, it just gives you a full pivot and you got to tap to get it, like, I got to take a recovery to get it back.
Yeah.
He's a real hard sell when outer rim speed jockey exists to give you that cover too. But in the 3x3, like, you can move into a spot, hit it, take an action to pivot, do the full pivot, and then, like, still be on the mat, you know, and not actually fly off or get into a good position.
No, I thought it was great. I thought you played it well. I thought it played well on the table. It was definitely scary as hell. Between that and the FD cannon, I was just like, I mean, listen, I didn't build the greatest list. I built the list right before we played. I was like, ah, let's try this. It was scary. It was real scary to have both of those bearing down on me and no way to get rid of either one of them at that point. And so I think this is an opportunity, and maybe, you know, as Evan and I do these, the plan is to keep doing them weekly for the foreseeable future, because they're quick and they're easy to set up and play. I think that we need to start looking at, maybe, like you said, like, units that aren't 100% available to 800 points and start putting them on the table. Like, maybe Pathfinders are better. Or Jin.
Yeah, like, fleets, right? Like, fleets finally have a spot. And I think that's 100% accurate because I love fleets. I just never wanted to buy enough boxes of them to make like a 4 to 6 core fleet army. But fleets are real good on that format. I mean, snows are always pretty good, but turns out they get real good and they get into range 1 real quick for a flamethrower. Armor is pretty strong. I think like the ATST can see the whole map more or less and fire on the whole map turn 1, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's, oh gosh. Yeah, I've already thought of
just like get away from it, but you can't in a 3x3.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already thought of some and units that I'm going to stick with Empire just cuz I'm on a huge Empire kick right now. And again, I mean, I have been for a long time. Droids tempted me for a few minutes, but then I don't want to put the rest of them together just yet because it's a pain in the butt. So I've just been playing with my Empire and trying to paint those up as I go, because as I've been going, I've almost got most of my Empire units completed, put together, and painted, which is, I think, huge. And if I keep painting them as I go, like, painting the shore troopers, right? Just recently for our skirmish stream. So now I have 2 shore troopers and 2 of the mortars completely painted, which is, it just, I find that, and maybe for you, this is kind of slightly off topic, but for people out there too, like, I find events and like when we do these live streams, it encourages me to paint my minis. And that's been huge, because as much as I love to paint and as much as I love the hobby, like, in my mind, sometimes I create a more like overwhelming experience to get it done than maybe it is. And so when we have these events or live streams, then I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to paint these up. I'll have these all painted. And it kind of like focuses, I focus and encourages me to do it.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, I just grabbed, I had an unopened box of Rebel Veterans, and then I bought another box to make the list, because I 2 is probably fine. And then I had the speeder, then I had 2 1.4 cans I'm not using. And I never got around to painting them because I never really thought I'd use them.
Yeah.
I didn't even put together. I put together those 2 groups of Rebel Vets the night before to get them ready. So, yeah, I mean, like, doing live streaming, having your units on stream painted is better. But the way I'm going to be keep, like, rotating through stuff to try it, maybe I'll have time for that. I got to get my clones ready for Worlds, and they got deck sealing on them, so who knows when that's like gonna get fixed. I mean, water wicks right off. That's a bonus.
That's a positive. But if you ever caught in the rain,
hey, I can leave those outside in all this wet, crazy weather we have right now, and they'll be fine. But I mean, I get it. Like, I'd like to get those done, but with all the traveling and work and everything, like, let alone I can't even paint when I want to versus what I need to. So I'd like to get them done. Like, I'd like to have my airspeeder done. I've always wanted to get that thing taken care of. And now that it turns out in a
a 3x3, it's pretty good. Maybe I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. So that's Skirmish. The other thing, so there was a lot of news this week. Let me see here. Actually, Evan, I'm getting a little feedback from you. I can hear myself a little bit. So a lot of news this week. Man, I'm getting crazy.
Come on. Yeah.
Is your volume on your headset really low?
On my what?
On your headset.
I don't have a headset. I'm just talking on my phone speaker.
Oh, that's what's going off. Yeah, it's so the speaker is bouncing it off. Do you think you could try to find a headset?
It's a Bluetooth. Like, I don't have a headset plug, and I don't have a Bluetooth headset. So, all right, give me a minute. Let me try to figure this out.
All right. Well, just mute for a second. Then,
if I mute, I have to uncall here. So just do this, I guess.
All right, well, Evan's gone. All right, now we can all talk now that Evan's left. It's bouncing off the trash can. Yeah, probably LJ. So with the Skirmish got announced last week, we of course have done two streams of the Skirmish. That's been great. The other thing too was R2 and C3PO. The article came out and we got to learn more about them, which is good. We're not going to see them till, who knows, maybe January, hopefully. And we'll see where that goes from there. And and then LJ, he's in chat now, but he put out that post on Facebook, you know, saying a lot of the stuff is pushed back till January, February, and we're looking at more articles this month, which is cool. We'll get to learn about more new stuff coming out. Bummer about the push, but listen, I mean, it happens. I mean, it's happening to us right now with our large 6x4 mats. We're getting pushed back, and it stinks trying to get stuff from one side of the world to the other side of the world. There's no easy or cheap way to do it. And so you just do the best that you can, and things just get crazy delayed sometimes. And sometimes it's act of God, sometimes it's mistakes, but it happens. And I think hopefully with FFG, you know, the one thing I would kind of say with them is maybe I wonder if there's a way, and this is me just kind of spitballing and like trying to figure out ways to do this, but I wonder if there's a way that they could do it where, maybe they could have them in stock before they give us a date. So just say, I don't know, sometime in Q2 or Q3, and then get them all in stock in the warehouse at the distributors, and then go, okay, time to release. And then, and then be like, okay, they're absolutely going to be here by, you know, the 10th of this month or something to that effect. That would be, I don't know if it would be an easy fix, but it might be a way to kind of mitigate some of these longer delays. And my guess is, you know, it was probably a little bit easier when they only had two factions, but now they're trying to, you know, do four factions, right? Which is a little bit tougher. So LJ saying that's essentially what they've been doing. When it's in the warehouse, we'll get the exact dates. I'm just happy we're getting any sort of warning. Yeah. I would like, LJ, this is something, you know, maybe you can bring back to them. I'd love to see maybe a little bit more transparency into the reasoning, you know, like for instance, we just got delayed on our mats because of a boat problem. It's at sea somewhere. It's on its way, but you know, weather, big oceans, so on and so forth. You know, maybe a little bit more transparency into the delays that might, you know, that might be. I see. They can't divulge that, but yeah, I mean, we can try, right? I think that may help people understand, because I find that when you explain things to people, you won't make everyone happy in this world, but you can always make a few people happy, you know, for sure. Evan, how you doing? Evan's still there. He is.
Yeah, getting more feedback.
Oh yeah.
All right, I'm probably just get off the call then here.
Okay, so Evan's gonna leave. Okay.
All right, we'll do that or feedback.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which one I like more. Okay, well, maybe I'll start taking calls, Evan. How's that? If you want to go back to what you were doing, and then I'll take calls, and you can just hang out. We'll get you back on in a minute.
Sure. Let me just hang up.
Okay, so if anybody wants to hop on the calls, I mean, I don't know, LJ, if you got a second, if you want to pop on, we could talk about this. Or if anybody else wants to pop on and call in, we will take a couple calls now and kind of figure this out as we go. Yeah, I mean, LJ's saying it's because they produce a ton of games. Yeah, listen, I get it. I get it's a lot going on. I get they have a lot of irons in the fire. I'm just saying that at some point these growing pains have to kind of move on, because at some point we need to get product in and get this stuff on the table. I mean, we are paying them money for product. But yeah, it's hard. It's hard to run a business. It's hard to run this many product lines. So I understand completely. But yeah, if they can, you know, maybe there's something they can do with Asmodee to try to be a little bit more transparent. But they got to figure it out soon here, or we're going to start losing, especially newer players. I think some of us who have been in for the year and who love Star Wars will stick with it no matter what they do. But I think, you know, that I think that some of the newer players just aren't going to understand, especially if they're coming from a GW background where, you know, things just come out as they when they're supposed to come out, and they come out on the date they say they are. So yeah. But hey, if anybody wants to call in, we are taking callers. Go ahead and dial in. I'll pick up your call. We had Evan on there for a second, but we're getting some crazy feedback from his line. Let's take a call. Here we go.
Hello,
you are on the Fifth Trooper podcast.
Hey Jay, how you doing? It's Connor.
Connor, what's up, my man?
You know, not too much. Just finally getting around to painting some models. Just throwing a bit of primer on some clones. You know, trying to make them look a little prettier.
Is it a deck primer?
No. It is a white primer of a brand that is meant for, you know, little plastic men.
Oh yeah. That's okay. The GW stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, So how's that been going for you? I know you're a little bit newer to the hobby and the game. How have things been in the world of Star Wars Legion?
Pretty good. I mean, I'm no Evan when it comes to clones. Let me get that out right out the gate. But I'm definitely having a lot of fun. I did go up to that Hooded Goblin event with him. I know you guys covered that to death the last episode, but I did just want to give a shout out to the Hooded Goblin for having such a unique and wonderful experience. I would also like to thank a couple of the guys that I played, the Romeo brothers, who are from Canada. They let me borrow a copy of Strict Orders when I got up there and realized I didn't have one. Very great guys, and I would play them again in a heartbeat.
That's awesome. Well, good. I'm glad you're having fun. It sounds like you're in for the long. I think you got bit by the bug a little bit here.
Oh yeah. I'm a recovering GW guy, and this got me right in the wallet. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm loving it, and I'm going to be in for quite a while. As long as those clones keep getting pushed out, whenever they get pushed out, I'll be in.
Yeah, well, cool, man. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate
hearing from you.
It's good to see you on again.
Yep. Later.
later. Okay, so LJ, from the chat, see, there's the big difference. So with GW, right, you don't know about the stuff till the week before. But then we know, LJ saying the reason we know that stuff is jacked up is because we know so much earlier in advance. Well, yeah, I guess it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Like, what problem do you want to deal with? Do you only want to know about it a week out? Excuse me. Or do you want to, you know, or do you want to know in advance, know it, and then be, have all the spoilers, have everything in advance, and then kind of be like moving around to when the due date, you know, is going to be? It just stinks. Especially, I think what's happening right now is things are piling up. So it's not just like one thing. It's like this and then this and then this and then this, right? So we're just seeing mass delays in our product line, which I'm saying ours, and I mean like the one we're following, which is Legion. So we're seeing, you know, a Dewback problem, and then we're seeing, you know, the Clone Wars getting delayed, and then we're seeing, you know, Rex and Dooku were supposed to come out later, but then they came out earlier. And so it's just like, it's just kind of crazy, you know, that how things have kind of started to pile up, right? It just keeps going and going and piling and piling and piling. And I think that's where we are noticing, and we're going, whoa, wait a second. You know, it's tough. I think they're a smaller company. I think that they are going through some growing pains. I think this property is much bigger than they anticipated. I think that the only way they're going to win this, and this is my opinion, is that they need to be, I know that they're trying to be transparent, LJ, with what, you know, they're giving you and what you're giving us. But I think they need to be more transparent. I think they have to be, if they want to kind of mitigate, killing this particular brand. And I'm sounding like Chicken Little a little bit here. I may be early on that kind of problem, but I'm just saying, like, I'm trying to figure out, you know, I want to make sure we're blowing the horns now, saying, hey, you know, newer players are struggling because we're telling them, hey, I want to get you into the game, but I don't know when this thing is that, when they want to, you know, when it's going to come out, the thing that you want to play. So Evan, call back and see if let's try it again. I'm sure we'll get a little bit of feedback, but we'll just deal with it. You know, so we got that stuff going on, you know, since LJ's in, why don't we talk about LVO? So we got LVO going, and that is coming up in January. There's been a bunch of announcements by LJ on the Facebook pages, and I'm excited. So there's going to be a ton of players there. They've got two heats basically that are going to go into a finals. They've got narrative
set up,
a team set up. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on at LVO, and I'm looking forward to going. We're going to be sponsoring a whole bunch of stuff there, which I'm very excited about. LJ and I have been talking about stuff in the background. It's very, very exciting. LVO is going to be cool this year. It's one of those premier events. You know, because I've been to a couple of them. Evan, I see you're on. Hello, Evan.
How's it going?
So, LJ, I did not mention that. So, Alex Davey is actually going to be at LVO this year, which will be amazing. So, if you're coming to LVO, he'll be there. You'll get to meet him. If you haven't already, Alex is a super cool guy. Chill. Nice to talk to. Evan, you met him at Adepticon, right?
Yeah, I got to talk to him very briefly while he was eating a donut at Adepticon.
That's right, we gave him a donut. but yeah, I mean, he's really accessible, very cool, like, and having him at LVO is really going to be amazing, and it's going to be great. Yeah, that's the other thing. We're really, I don't want to build up too many hopes, but it's looking like 90% we're going to be streaming LVO as well. So we will have LVO matches on. There's going to be a number of Fifth Trooper staff at LVO. We all are currently registered to play on different days. So we may be able to switch that stuff up and get people in, but yeah, it's going to be great. But yeah, so for those of you who haven't been to LVO, it's clearly in Vegas. It's last year was my first year there. And, it was kind of more chill almost than most of these bigger events, and I think that's because of LJ and Brendan and crew who were running it. But even like the top matches at LVO, where everyone was just, there wasn't a ton of judge calls, like even though it was high competitive and it had invites to High Command last year and invites to Worlds this year, it just felt like everybody was super chill and just relaxed. You know what I mean, Evan?
I didn't get to go last year, so I don't know. I'll take your word for it.
No, but you know what I mean about like Northeast Open was, right? Like how everybody was chill.
We had some like line of sight calls, but that was about it.
Right. Well, LVO, like you know, Northeast Open was not a, you know, there's nothing on the line, just some dorky prizes that we came up with. So it's just a very like casual, chill event. But LVO definitely had that like air about it, right? So it was very similar. And I think that really goes a long way about our community, right, Evan? Like our community is super chill.
I agree. Yeah, it's I mean, you still get like events you want to be competitive, but also, yeah, like overall, like I haven't had bad experiences with any Legion player like I've had at other games. Like everything, even when there's like a disagreement, we both like still kind of like talk it out, and we're like, well, do we need a judge, yes or no? And a lot of times, like one or the other will just be like, yeah man, just take the extra die, or nah, it's like light cover, I think, right? Like it's all, everything's like really more or less relaxed with the community, which is really nice.
Yeah, so, and I mean, the community is, it's like, what, tell your story about dropping stuff, Evan. That's my favorite story.
Oh, at our last event?
Yeah.
The Comic Zone?
Yeah.
All right. So one of our new players, he had all his clones on like a plate, more or less. And he was trying to find his table. And then he walked one way. And then someone's like, oh, no, you're at table two or something. And then he turns around real quick and dumps all of his clones on the floor, and they all smash and break. So without even like waiting 2 or 3 seconds, four or five of us just got on the floor, hands and knees, trying to scrabble to get these clones back together. And we all glue out. We're all gluing them together. And he's like, man, I guess I'll just drop. I'm already 0-2. And we're like, no, you're not going to drop. You know, we'll just, so we had like made an assembly line of, gluing units back together. And then, so once we get all that done, we get his army back up, you know, we're all like, we held the time. I was TOing. I'm like, well, it's not fair. Give him some time here. So we got it done. And then he's like, oh, I'm missing a rocket launcher in one of my barks. And I'm like, oh, we'll find it. And then as we're playing, I look down at my feet and I see it. And I go, oh, his rocket launcher. So I bend down. And as I do it, to make the tables playable, we put these long boards across and they're kind of bendy. And I have a lot of dice. And so I had them in a tray and I bent down to pick up the rocket, and my butt pulled the board down. And as I stood up with the rocket, it threw my dice pail in the air. And that just shot dice all over the place and just rained down with all my dice from holding his rocket launcher. so it was an event. And I just remember hearing, like, you hear the noise. Like, if you're playing X-Wing and you hear someone dump a token bin, it's like nightmare. Right, it's everyone like feels bad and wants to scramble to help pick it up because they know that, like, God, that sucks. So so we all like ran around, like everyone's trying to get the dice together, and I'm just, you know, I'm standing there just holding this rocket, staring at it. I'm like, hey Pat, got your rocket. There you go. Hope you have a good game, buddy. but like everyone did the same thing for me. Everyone just got, like, we all, you know, acted at once to get everything, you know, picked up to go. It was cool. It was a nice feeling.
Yeah, and I mean, Evan, by the way, you sound much better now, so that's good. The funny part is, I think, like, I was telling Pat, because that was his first tournament, I was like, yeah, dude, you're not a Legion player until you've dumped at least half your stuff on the ground. on the ground. Like, it's just, I don't know. I've seen that more in Legion than I've seen in like any other game. Let's see, what else we want to cover. We did LVO. So we got a couple. Evan, why don't you talk about Just Games coming up in January?
Just Games has a Prime, and then the date is eluding me. I want to say it's like,
keep going, I'll look it up.
Okay, so Just Games has a Prime, and then so does Millennium Games. And then the month after that, I actually think it's Hooded Goblin again. So there's three Primes right in a row up in the Northeast. Those are premier events. And if you listen to The Scoundrels this past week, the one that just came out yesterday or Monday, they had they do enforce, unfortunately, the 11-day new unit rule at some of these events. So just keep that heads up when you're using new stuff, because these are not RPQs, were considered kind of like in the casual bracket, and these are considered formal, so that changes. Just Games coming up. Just Games is another amazing store. Like, they're one of the two places we've ever shown up where they had trains set up for us. That was super cool, and we didn't have to bring anything, which is also cool for change. The train set up, whole kit out, good time, good location. If you get a chance, if you're in the Rochester area, Just Games is like a heck of a place to go play. So I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, I mean, nice guy. And actually, not to like make this sound like dirtier, we're paying them off or anything, but they're actually going to become they're one of the retailers who will be carrying Fifth Trooper mats. So not only are they cool, they're super cool because they're buying our stuff too.
Yeah, that's also pretty awesome. But whether they got the mats or not, I would still be. It's again, like, it's very rare we go somewhere where terrain's just set up and they're like, hey, you're the Legion guys, welcome to our store, here's terrain ready for you to go. Normally we're building it, we're supplying it. So it's just, anytime I see that, even if it's not great, but they tried, like, that means worlds to me more than like everyone having to scramble to bring stuff to get the tournament together, you know?
Yeah, so for any of you listening, it's January 11th. They've actually, justgamesrochester.com. You can go to their website and sign up for the Prime. It's going to be amazing. We're going to be there. We'll have our mats there. We just basically talked a whole bunch about how great the store is. So you guys can come up to Rochester, try to get your invite to Worlds, and come play with us. We're going to be playing. So that'll be cool. And then the other one is Millennium. And then, January is going to be a crazy month. So we got two Primes up here. Plus I'm going to be heading out to LVO. It's just going to be nuts. January is going to be a huge month.
So maybe you know this question, Jay. Does a Worlds invite from a Prime in January, does that go to the 2020 year, or is that still in the 2019 year?
So that's still the one, the next Worlds that's coming up. So all the Prime
that's still
in March will get you into.
So that still qualifies for.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Huh.
Yeah. So, that is, I think it goes through till April or something, maybe.
Yeah, I don't really remember when. Oh, wait, March.
So no, it wouldn't go through April. It'll go through February. So I was thinking May for some reason. But yeah, no, that'll get you into Adepticon 2020. So it's going to be interesting, and Adepticon shaping up to be, Worlds is shaping up to be quite interesting. It's going to be, we'll see on all the invites that they're handing out, how many people actually end up showing up in Chicago to play.
Yeah, they were kind of worried about that, right? Like, maybe they gave out too many.
I think they are. I would.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fine. Like, depending on how things go out for me, you never know, work or whatever, I might not be able to go, right? So, it's just, I don't know, I'm excited, man. Like, this is the first time I've gotten a Worlds invite to anything I've played ever. So that's super got me jazzed.
Yeah, dude, it's great. It's amazing. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to be a part of it this year. I'm still torn between streaming and playing, but I think we got enough of us now on the team that hopefully we can all do both, right? That's the dream. And we got the rig down to a point where it's easy and manageable. So we're not like, you know, trying to do too much with it, which is great. So that's all good. You know, the other thing I wanted to talk about was really, I'm sure you guys have noticed, but we're starting to pump out way more content. I'm really excited about, you know, Evan and I are pretty much easily able to stream once a week now with little interruption to our daily lives, right? Like I have the setup here in the studio, so it's all ready to go. So you're going to be seeing streams from us once a week. Actually, for our Patreon members, they got 2 week early access to a new video series that we're doing with Dash from Scoundrels and Mike Cirillo from Jetta Journal, who's now part of the Fifth Trooper. They're doing a video game playing streaming series as well. Streaming is a strong word. We recorded it and then published it. But a video series that they're putting out, and we, you know, our Patreon members got 2 week early access to that. So you guys will have it December, I believe it's the 13th, is it's going to go live for everyone. And then also, I have a project that I'm going to be starting up here soon. It's been a while since I've done some of the hobby side of stuff, and I love the hobby side so much. So I have a project that I'm going to be working on, some terrain actually that I have an idea for, and so I'm going to be start releasing videos of me attempting to create my dream. I am by no stretch of the imagination an expert on this, on terrain at all, but I enjoy doing it. I like to build stuff, and I thought it'd be fun to kind of chronicle my, you know, the good and the bad. So I'm going to keep all the good stuff on there, but all the mishaps that I have as well. And then, you know, how I'm going to work through those challenges.
Well, you know, when we started, we did a lot of experimental stuff, right? So there's videos of you with that rusted ATST.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yep.
On the channel. So we have stuff like you can go back and look through some of our archives of video and find us doing some stuff like that, which is, you know, we were just kind of like back then it was just spitballing anything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, yeah, that's right. So yeah, I did do that back then. And then I'm just trying to, you know, I want to bring more content to you guys as, you know, we do as a network as a whole. And so I'm really excited about some of the stuff we're lining up, some of the stuff I want to do, some of the stuff the rest of the group wants to do. So it's just going to be fun. And I'm hoping that this one project, the terrain project that I have in mind, I have some cool ideas for it, and it's really just going to be, you know, maybe not as polished, as some of our other videos or other videos out there, but just me basically going, okay, here's what I'm trying to attempt. Here's my brain trying to make this happen. And then going through that process and showing you guys how I go through the process. And then, you know, like I said, it's going to have all my mishaps and my mistakes in there as well. So, you know, so you guys can see kind of how I tackled those problems.
Make me more Hoth Terrain nerd.
No. All right, fine.
Oh, yeah.
All right. But then, you know, we have several other ideas kind of in the bank right now. For content that we're hoping to get started here in the new year, which I'm excited about. Just a lot going on our side and a lot going on in Legion, which is great. I'm trying to think what else is going on, Evan? What's going on with you? Tell me all about you, buddy.
I just got a chance to finish the new Star Wars game, and without saying anything else, it's very good. So I'm hoping. FFG's been known to pull from different sources, so I'd be love to see some of those characters come to Legion, or even some of those like those new planets. Well, not new, but planets revisited have some really cool ideas for terrain. I think it'd be fun to fight on.
Oh, yeah.
No, that was surprisingly good.
other than that, like with work and the stuff we do here and everything, like I haven't had a whole lot of free time. So I gotta take care of a neighbor's dog while they're gone. Gonna eat some turkey. Going to take a nap. I mean, I got that lined up for Friday probably.
Perfect. Yeah, I was thinking about that. You know, I'm not giving away any spoilers, but like been watching Mandalorian, and you know, I think there's a ton. There's some stuff there for Legion in the future, and you know, and not only just characters and units, but also just terrain and like some of the planets were really cool. I mean, they're, you know, they've been mostly desert, but like, you know, we'll see. Really interesting stuff. And then speaking of Mandalorian, actually, in 2 weeks, so December 8th, the evening of December 8th, Krabbeck has been doing a live show every Sunday, like doing a reaction live show to that week's episode of The Mandalorian. So if you if you're up on The Mandalorian next Sunday, Krabbeck has them every Sunday, but 2 weeks from now on the 8th, I will be live on Krabbeck's show doing Mandalorian reaction live. So that'll be interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and yeah. You know what I was looking at too? I never played the game because I freaking refuse. But Battlefront 2. Man, some of the planets and the places that they're on and some of the like terrain type stuff on there looks crazy good.
It's good.
And, yeah, and I was just like, man, I wish I could get those like just like pictures of those maps and stuff, you know, for those planets or those boards and try to get like some cool terrain based off of some of that stuff, you know.
Yeah, I mean you know, I remember reading somewhere on forums or even the Facebook that people just take even Battlefront. You find a video of Battlefront 2, no commentary, just audio of like the gun, like the actual game playing. And it's great to play with Legion because it actually gives you gunfire and like units calling orders and Star Wars sounds and explosions. So that adds a little bit to the game, which is also a cool benefit of it.
Uh-huh. So a question from the chat, Connor wants to know if we think there's a place for neutral units that could be taken by any faction, such as scum or mercenaries or like that. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, check out R2 and C-3PO, right? They're across two factions right now. So I think there's opportunity that as long as it makes sense story-wise, sure, why not? I think there's absolutely characters out there that could be done. What's Ben saying? Oh, Hondo. Yeah, Hondo. Probably, you know, I mean, you could do, let's see, who else? I mean, I guess Saw kind of crosses a couple, right? Because he would have been Republic plus early Rebellion. He probably wouldn't go Empire or CIS, but what do you think, Evan?
I mean, there's a ton of guys. Like, look at... oh gosh, the guy who was in Rebels with those amazing mutton chops, who was he was in the Empire, then turns out he was like a deep spy for the Rebels. Let me find him while I'm thinking about that. But there's a lot of characters. Like, look at even Palpatine right now. Like, you could have Senator Palpatine, then Darth Sidious, Agent Kallus. That's it. Thanks, Stacy. Kallus with those sweet mutton chops. He could be dual faction. Palpatine in X-Wing right now isn't
Stacy.
He is dual faction, actually. I'm sorry. but he could do stuff like you could have the Senator plus Agent Cal. Jeez, not enough caffeine. Sorry, I'm getting tired. You had Senator plus, you know, Darth Sidious. You know, just switch them, right? Like put two models in, flip the card, something like that. That'd be really cool.
Well, and I think Connor's bringing up a good point, especially like with Mandalorian, right? Now, I'm not giving anything away, but some of these bounty hunters kind of work for everyone, right? Like even like looking at Rogue One, you know, you know, they were using the early Rebellion was using some bounty hunters and was using some kind of like, you know, sketchy dudes to get stuff done. So I could see that for sure. It'd be interesting to pick someone that could cross all four factions just from a generational standpoint, but I definitely think that there's characters out there that could do that. And I think with the advent of some of this new media and new, like, the games, the TV shows and stuff, maybe with the new Obi-Wan TV show, like, there's going to be other stuff introduced that'll be, you know, cross faction.
No, I agree. I think it's cool, but they gotta be careful. I know, like, we'll look at, like, the joke used to be Sabine in X-Wing before all the new factions, because she was in everything but she was in Rebel Rebellion, she was in Scum, she flew a TIE fighter, she flew Shadow Hunter. She flew a bunch of different ships, so she was in everything, but she flew TIEs, like, in the Imperial Academy, so she could have been there too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Tarkin's good, yeah.
Tarkin, yep, that's a good one. So yeah, I think there's room for that, and I think they've already started to set precedent for it, right? So just trying to find the right characters to do so. I think four faction is going to be a little bit more difficult, but I definitely could see double. I mean, they already have double faction, right? C-3PO and R2-D2 are already double faction. So I there's absolutely opportunity for that out there.
Shadowcaster, that's it. It was a Shadowcaster, my bad. But yeah, I think you'll see it more. There's all sorts of units kind of like, I imagine, coming out or soft announced that would do that. Because you could just, I mean, we daydream about them all day, so it'd be cool to see them come out soon.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm very excited for, you know, I think stuff like the Obi-Wan show, stuff like Mandalorian, stuff like the new video game are just even more resources for this new canon that Disney's creating for new characters and new factions and all that stuff. I'm going to be honest, before this newer stuff started coming out, I was getting a little worried, because in the prequel stuff, the Civil War stuff, there's so many options and there's so many different faction possibilities. Like, we met so many different things throughout the three movies plus the Clone Wars series, that there's all these other opportunities, right? And I was getting worried, outside of Rebels, you know, I was like, I don't know, Civil War factions, there's some main characters that they're missing, like Lando and so forth, but like, there's not, like, how much further could they go with the original content now with this new canon? And but now with Mandalorian and the Obi-Wan show that's coming up, and you know, there's a lot more opportunity there to bring in other stuff, I think, for the Civil War factions.
Oh, sure, there's all the books and everything too. I mean, they haven't even touched any of the Thrawn stuff yet, right? Like, it's coming. They just got to get enough of the Clone War stuff out so those two can feel like they have enough options for everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm trying to think what else. What else you want to talk about, Evan? We're kind of, you know, we threw this together as kind of a surprise Happy Thanksgiving episode. So we don't have a ton planned, but trying to figure out what else is going on.
I mean, we've got our next store event that's coming up in December. I think Pat was talking about maybe doing it as a skirmish game, like skirmish tournament.
Oh yeah,
instead of a full 800. But then again, getting the reps in for LVO and Worlds would be nice with my full list. But now that I know that, like, the cards I wanted for the clones, all the core add-ons, won't be out, kind of bums me out. And I don't really like to proxy. I like to play with what's out when it's out. So I might just maybe do the skirmish format. That might be fun.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to having those pintles for the stormtroopers for LVO and the primes in January, but that is probably not going to happen.
Yeah, but I know we could do that'd be fun, because we can get like four or five games in of skirmish, right?
Yeah,
We just got to figure out and make all those cards for everybody. That's the only problem.
Yeah. So I think we can figure that out. I think that's what we'll end up doing, depending on where things land as far as the primes in January. Because I know they're not having a store tournament in December. They pushed that one because, I don't know, some dumb sale. Like, they want to make money or something. Ugh, who cares?
Weird. Yeah. Strange.
Just let us play our game. So for free, or $10 or whatever it costs.
It's $10. It is, yeah, not free.
Right, $10. That's been the hardest part, is the wait, like, besides the regular, like, ooh, I want to buy me toys. It's hard with the push of all the releases because, competitively speaking, which I know we get in a little bit of competitive here, but we kind of leave that to the scoundrels mostly, but it's tough for me as a competitive player, or wannabe competitive player anyways, for like going to LVO, because I had an idea for a list and now it's washed because some of the units just aren't out, and the kind of the unknown of when those units are going to be out, it's going to be tough to, like, you know, I was really hoping to use LVO and some of these primes as practice against top tier players, so that I'd be ready for Worlds, you know.
You still get Dubacks.
I do love Dubacks so much.
I mean, it's not like your faction only has a whole three kinds of units out. I mean, you have plenty of stuff. Don't worry about it.
So what known future unit for clones and droids is going to make the big... I mean, we really only know about the expansions and the tanks. So tanks, I guess.
Oh, the DC... I keep calling it the shotgun in the clone pack. The 2 black, 1 white, Pierce 1. That's going to be nuts for clones. I'm really banking on that. And then the tank is going to be pretty nuts too, especially with R2-D2.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, that'll be good. Well, maybe R2-D2. That unit actually will be... so sorry, Mike, I kind of read your question. I was like, I don't know, there isn't much announced yet, but you're right, there's more than I thought. R2-D2, I would say for clones, the shotgun for clones, and I would say the tank for CIS, or probably the big ones.
That's CIS.
Because that tank for CIS is...
an actual name of the weapon. It's the DP-23 trooper. Like, I was kicking around a list that's 2 shotguns, 2 rocket troops, 2... two Z6s or 2 DC-15s, I think, and then Rex and Obi, and with upgrades that comes out to just like just about 800. And I can handle just about anything with that list. I was really looking forward to that. The RP5-6 rocket trooper. I'm a little bummed because I really would like the versatility. But you know, sometimes you throw a couple Z6s and you get like 4 crits and whatever, who cares about impact, I guess.
Yeah.
So, I mean, with the droids, they get that sweet radiation gun. Man, that thing's good. 2 red.
Yeah, I know.
If they take a hit, they get a poison. That makes clones feel real sad.
I'm really wondering. I've been kind of fence riding with the droids. I was hard into them when they came out, as Evan knows, because we split a bunch of cores and stuff. And, you know, I'm playing droids. He took clones. And then... I played them once or twice, and I was just like, yeah, all right. Until there's more, I just really don't care. I think the tank might be the thing that pushes me back over. So
I mean, it's good. It looks super good. High velocity, gets to shoot twice if you just shoot the normal cannon. So that's 8 red dice. I think it's like impact 1, critical 2, I think, off the top of my head. It's still super good. Tank looks super cool, too.
Yeah, it does look really cool, and I'm excited about it.
There'll be more stuff. Like LJ said, there'll be some more articles coming. Hopefully, they said by the 16th, so we'll get some more info on what's coming out, so I'd like to see more of what they have in plan for the new factions, because the tank was cool. I remember when we talked about Gen Con, like, the announcements were cool. Like, they didn't blow us away, right? Like, we kind of saw, like, yeah, each faction gets a tank. Yeah, they each get like their phase two in the Super Battle Droids. I'm really hoping for the next expansions just to be something really kind of off the wall, to make it feel real crazy, just to really mix it up.
Yeah. But I don't know. I've also, like, I think I said this last podcast, I mean, the one before, it all kinds of melts together at this point. But, like, I found this renewed vigor for the Empire again, especially Dewbacks. Oh, God, I love those. I love them sweet, sweet Dewbacks. I think there's been a lot of controversy around them, I think. And controversy is a strong word, but a lot of back and forth about whether or not they're good and whether their points are worth it for this and this. And, God, Evan, you've seen them in action now three times. I've played them five times now. I'm in love with Dewbacks. I like them a lot.
My only fear is they do spur to, if they panic to get off the board, so they get into this like downward spiral of hard to rein them back in if they start spurring toward the board. So it's going to be interesting. I think they're really good. Man, they're scary. That flamethrower makes them real mean.
Yeah. The flamethrower is good. I like the pintle on them too. I think I've got a good kind of mix with them with the HQ uplink, and kind of, you know, my strategy with them is I kind of hold them and do like a one spur shoot if I can, and then with HQ uplink and then recover, and they kind of slowly get into position, and then, you know, then they start to like, okay, now they're here. And then they just start messing things up.
No, they're, I mean, again, like when they get close, it's super good. And then especially on a skirmish format, they get really tight. So for a new clone format, I really think, so you know what, honestly, I misread your question for the skirmish format. I think that I was actually playing with like Rex, two clones with out a Z6, two clones with a Z6, and then two naked barks. So you actually get like seven activations for a skirmish list with clones. And honestly, sometimes you just throw black dice and they just show results. So I got to play with that to see if that's actually any good. But I think with that many units, you just kind of try to get breakthrough or one of the like key positions, because all those new cards say unit leader is not necessarily a trooper anymore. So you could use those barks to potentially hold a position to get points now. So the new skirmish mode, I did Rex with four clones decked out. I think, Rex with a seven. Oh, geez. We did do a rematch, just not with the same factions.
So somebody in chat asking, did we have a rematch of that first game? Yeah. So we had a second skirmish game and the dice went the other way. So my dice,
I just made a Rebel Hoth list and the dice went absolutely the other way.
So turn one, he rolled up with what was the core unit you had there? Sorry, the word just dropped out of
the Rebel veterans.
Yeah, he rolled up with veterans and shot into a snowtrooper unit in heavy cover and wiped and had what, eight or nine hits, and yeah, then
felt pretty good.
Yeah, and then I had the seven go through and rolled basically all blanks except for one. I rolled one shield and six blanks, basically.
That also felt pretty good.
Yeah, wiped out a complete snow unit, like, turn one. And so I was down. I only had four activations, and they were all kind of wonky units. And so then I was down in activation already, and then he just used the airspeeder and the FD turret to just wipe out the rest of my crowd. It was crazy. That game was crazy. It went completely the other way, where our first game, Evan could not roll to save his life. And in our second game, I could not roll to save my life. So
yeah, let me try that Hoth list again. But I think with clones, I might try them again too. I'm not really, again, with skirmish, like whatever, you can play a game in an hour and you can get like, you can one night at a game night, you can play three games and actually get some data on your list to see if it's good or not. You can kind of get a feeling if where your weaknesses are. The problem with the 800 point game of Legion, you really need like 10 games or so with a list to kind of feel it out. But that's hard to always get that many games of the list before you start just losing hope, maybe prematurely. You know, sometimes dice just go bad. Sometimes you deployed wrong. Sometimes you played a counter list. So the nice thing about the smaller format is like, you can just play right? Whatever. You lose, like, eh, whatever. It's only an hour. So that's what's exciting about that. But yeah, I don't know, man. Especially with some units getting back on the table, Skirmish opens up a lot of doors again.
Yeah, I think it's, I like it. I'm really happy. Mike's saying that dice app. Yeah, man. Evan doesn't like it when I use the dice app. And so, but yeah, Skirmish, good. Jay likey. But all right, I think we're going to wrap it up a little bit here. I want to thank everyone for joining us. We've been going for about an hour and 10 minutes. Evan, you want to try to take a call or two?
Sure, yeah.
All right, so if anybody wants to call in, you have a few seconds here. We'll take a call or two if somebody wants to call in. And if not, then we'll bounce here, but I'll give it a second here. But yeah, for those of our American listeners, have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow. Go spend time with your family. This is a great time to be thankful for everything that you have. I know that sounds very rainbowy, but hey, man, it's that time of season, right? Let's be thankful. Let's go spend time with our families. Let's have a good time tomorrow. Enjoy the most of us have 2 days off, Thursday and Friday, unless you're in retail, and then you're dead basically this weekend. Right, Evan? You worked on Black Friday.
I still get PTSD over Black Fridays.
What? Evan, cut out. What'd you say?
I still get PTSD over Black Fridays.
Yeah, Evan wakes up in cold sweats on Fridays. He goes, wait, today's Friday.
Oh, you know, it's funny you joke about that, but I wake up in fear that I didn't set the plan out correctly for the Black Friday sale, or I don't have a plan to where to put the crowds are, and then I have to like take a minute to think that I don't do that anymore. But yeah. I did that for like 9 years, man. That just grains into you.
Ooh, we got a call coming in. You ready, Evan?
Yep.
Here we go. Welcome to the Fifth Trooper. Who's this, please?
Hey, this is Ryan calling. I was one of the two guys at the Hooded Goblin from way up in northern Ontario.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You know, we were talking a bit about the clones, and I know we got those delays on the Trooper pack, which kind of sucks. But honestly, with where clones are right now, with the 8 activation, Obi-Rex, 6 Phase 1 Troopers, other than the quote-unquote shotgun we keep referring to it as, do we see a place for the officer, the specialist, or the captain, the specialist?
Yeah, actually. I think the one who gives you the training slot, the officer, let me open up this builder here so I can look at him here. For,
yeah, I think it's so a captain.
The Phase 1 clone captain. What's interesting about that is he gets a training slot, and then you can put Overwatch on him, and that makes being able to share those support tokens even stronger, right? So I think that's the play. I don't know if I like the tech guy that much, but I mean, being able to say, hey, I'm not suppressed for a turn could be really strong, and maybe, you know, I'm thinking maybe I dump my two extra clone guys, my fifth troopers, if you will, and add the Phase 1 clone captains in there and just kind of jostle around some points to get those in there. Because being able to say, hey, I grabbed this objective, and then just being able to run, even though you've got some suppression on you, is pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. What I've been trying to fit in is those captains with, what is it, offensive push. Ooh, with the DP, so that you can use Rex's 2 pip, move them up, gain the aim token, get that range 3 shot off, which will give you kind of an effective just shy range 4 threat range for that turn.
No, yeah, that's actually really good, because there's a lot of debate about how that card's played and how they take it. People are saying, you know, do binoculars, but in clones you really can't give up a dude's action to use binoculars. You just don't, like, everything you do has to be very efficient. And so to have the offensive push to move up, get the aim, and then take that clankers to get some good range 3 shots in there, that's actually a very good idea.
It's funny you mentioned binoculars, because anytime I've heard people say take binoculars on clones, I think clones come stock built with binoculars. It's called take an aim token and be within range 1.
It's built into the little helmets, right? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, I, with them, I tried it once, and it just, like, I thought I could double up on aims. Like, I give out an aim and I take an aim,
It just didn't seem efficient. And then with, like, you know, like you were saying, like being able to get that free aim for the move from offensive push, that makes them like hurt even more. Cause how many times have you thrown a Z6 and really wished you had an aim, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I know at the RPQ, you're running the fifth trooper with the Z6 squads. Out of curiosity, what was the play behind that?
So with the Z6s, I put them with Rex, and I figured I'd move the Rex up with the two the Z. Gosh, I always call them Z6 when we said Z. My brain just moved right over to it.
American Canadian.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm going back and forth, I apologize.
You know, you gotta go, Ryan. Man, see you later. No.
So I moved up with those extra guys, and so I thought I could make them a juicy target. And then with the extra guy in each one, it's an extra hit point that they'd have to stay a little bit longer. What I like about the Z6s is even when you're down to a captain and the heavy gun, you always feel like you've got a little bite left. When you get down to the DC-15, sometimes you feel like you're just giving out a suppression because you're shooting into heavy cover, where sometimes with the heavy gun, you throw those six die and you get like at least a couple crits in there just because you're throwing so many. And then with the Take That Clankers, I had one play where I moved up, did the Scout 2, then I did Take That Clankers to give me a range, 2 range 4 Z6 shots into an enemy unit, and that like knocked a few off. And so even though they're kind of like a bait unit, they also were really mean. Like sometimes you just throw like 6 hits, and you're like, oh, okay, did I earn that? I don't know, maybe, but... it half bait, and then sometimes they turn out to swing the game for me. So, you know, the idea was just get them up there and hope they survive on a point while my rest of my army comes up. But they ended up being kind of the stars of the show.
Yeah, I had something similar that day, but where you took the fifth trooper, I gave those two units frag grenades. Because okay, with the gotcha. Z6 and all the surge tokens, especially with all the Tauntaun players out there, I figure they're going to get in range one, throw... you know, what is it, 12 white, 8 red dice surge crit with a fire support, you'd pretty well delete a unit if they get close. So good when it works. Yeah. So, it's nice to see some Republic players out there really starting to come up with some strategies, because there is a while, I think, I've seen online people saying, oh, droids get the no suppression thing, clones got nothing, and it's like, no, they have a lot of stuff. They just take a lot of finesse to play with the token sharing.
Yeah, it's actually deceptively hard, because on the surface, it's like, well, I'll take an aim and I'll use it when I want to. But do you take that aim? Because, man, that dodge might help you. Or, man, I should have taken two standbys so I could just double fire it. Or, oh, I didn't leave a guy just out to get that range one bonus. There's actually quite a bit to it. And it's the first like few times I played clones, I thought they were terrible because I didn't really quite get it. But no, there's a lot to like of minutia to them that you don't really think about when you're reading them on paper.
Mm-hmm. And it makes me excited and not excited for the tank at the same time, because the tank doesn't count as a clone trooper, so it's eating up like 200 points that could be a clone trooper. So
yeah, it's tough, because I'm thinking maybe I dump Obi for the tank on a couple runs just to see if maybe that becomes such an angry threat that they have to deal with it, or Obi can be that, or sometimes he dies before he even gets there, but the tank will at least get a couple shots off before it, before it goes down, hopefully. But like, I got to see more of those cards, you know. All we see is the Jedi who she can issue orders from her, like you can beacon, I think.
Yeah, and has Inspire too, which is pretty nice for clones right now. I think they struggle with suppression a lot.
It feels bad. Yeah, I know Rex is. Rex's We're Not Programmed is a powerful like get me back in the game thing when they're shooting at Rex, and then he can also inspire two off people. But you almost have to take strict orders, you know?
Yeah. I find whenever I've had units kind of buckled down with like 3 suppression, 4 suppression, those are generally the ones I use for fire support, just so they get their full shot and another unit can aim and shoot.
Dude, it's so good. I had to I was playing, I got hit by a wicked Diox grenade from Bossk, and I was using fire support so they wouldn't take the poison damage.
Because, right, it's at the end of the activation. I think.
Oh, yeah, because they don't even activate. They just flip the token face down.
Yeah, just like throwing like these garbage fire supports, but I'm just like, not like this, boys. So the poison still hangs around. Like, they'll eventually get it if I run out of fire support, but it was like my only chance because they don't have med bots yet or like, right, to take it off or to heal a guy. So that just kind of stunk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's neat to see what they can do with so few units on the table.
Yeah, or at least most let's say 8 activations is bad, but with them it's pretty okay.
It's kind of concerning for the future, right? Once they start getting more, if they get up to 10, 12 activations, that's going to be scary.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Give me some of those strike teams, maybe. Will,
but yeah, it'll be scary.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if clones and droids will get that same strike team thing, because the droids seem to already have a pseudo sniper with the trooper release, so I don't know if we'll get something like that.
At least an image.
Yeah, the little sniper guy for the add-on. Yeah, he's ranged 1 to 4, 2 red, I think?
Red and a white critical one.
Yep.
Okay. So your odds of getting one through are pretty good.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, who knows? We'll have to wait for one of those new articles to come out, which I bet you will have a spec ops and a operative slot per new faction, and then our Iden and what's his name, Cassian, in the third article. So we'll probably see.
Yeah. Well, you know, instead of units, you're gonna get more articles for Christmas. So Merry Christmas. Well, cool.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. Come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, dude. Have a good one.
Yeah. You too. Have a good one, man.
Thanks.
All right. Cool. So that was Ryan from up in the Great White North. You know, I pretend like Canada is so much further, but we're basically U.S. Canada, right? Like, we're so close and so cold and white and snowy that we may as well be Canada where we are.
Fair. We're about an hour from the border where we live, right?
Yeah. And we're like the snowiest place in America, basically. So fun stuff. Cool. Well, thanks everybody for joining us on Thanksgiving Eve. We appreciate you. We appreciate you guys listening, following, and interacting with us. Thank you so much for your support and just being cool people. And I know Evan is looking forward to tomorrow because his little raccoon paws are going to get some hands on some food, right? Right.
Look, if you're going to just throw it all out, I mean, I might as well eat it.
So hey, everybody, you know, if you're not in the U.S., have a great rest of your week and a great weekend. If you are in the U.S. and celebrating Thanksgiving, have a wonderful holiday with your family and try to stay safe. Don't go out on Black Friday. That's crazy talk. Just go to Amazon. You can buy whatever you want there for just the same amount of money, and they just ship it to your house. It's like within a day or two. So, you know, don't support the monster, everyone.
Buy our
mitts. You don't have to go anywhere. You just go on our website, and whenever the boat gets here, I'll ship it to you. So. Perfect. But yeah, if you got the sidebars, you'll be getting those. I'm gonna be mailing them out next week, so you'll be getting your sidebar soon. Matt's not till January, it looks like now. But thanks everyone for listening, and we look forward to seeing you, well, or for you listening to us next week, I suppose, right, Evan?
Of course.
All right, everybody, thank you so much.
Everyone, stay rad.